The book talk Utah mom who's found guilty of poisoning her husband, well, she decided to roll her eyes and laugh while she was being sentenced to life in prison. Clearly, there's just a whole new level of evil out there, and apparently they're on social media promoting kids' books.
A person convicted of those things is simply too dangerous to ever be free.
Wow, as if that's not horrifying. Surely you would have to be some type of sociopath to not even shed a tear thinking about, you know, the three children that you're leaving behind who now, you know, will be spending the rest of their lives without a father, thanks to you, and now without a mother. Again, thanks to you. But hey, clearly you have to be a type of person to, you know, take the life of your husband. But regardless, I mean, it's safe to say that based on what we've seen from her actions, it's safe to say she's a cold-blooded woman. And we're already well aware of the lack of empathy here.
Eric and I were extremely close. We went through school together and navigated life side by side.
Because as a lot of you guys know, we've been following the shocking story of Corey Richens for nearly 3 years now. And it's been a wild ride because we've just been watching the story unfold in real time. And this ranges from her going to ABC to promote a children's book about grief to actually being charged and found guilty of the very crime that she was supposed to be grieving from. Then, of course, finally her sentencing, which we've also been there to watch unfold. And, you know, the way she acted since the crime happened has been very appalling, to say the least. But now, somehow she's outdone herself again by, I guess, nonstop emoting during her sentencing and getting life in prison. I mean, she was laughing during the victim's impact statements, rolling her eyes at the sentencing, and shaking her head constantly. I would assume that she would know that's not gonna help her, but clearly she doesn't care. It's not like she could do anything else to make her life worse at this point, considering, you know, she has life in prison. But regardless, I mean, I don't even know what her main goal with that was. I guess she just wanted to give some final attitude to her old family. It's like she wants the picture of her smirking to be used in the news. So I don't know. It just reaffirms to everyone that she is in fact a terrible human being. But also too bad for Corey because she looks even more unhinged than what she did before. Not to mention, you know, because she was like scoffing during her children's impact statements. It's hard to ever redeem that.
You made me paranoid about sleeping on my dad's side of the bed by saying I might die or get harmed when I was just trying to be close to my dad after you killed him. You took away everything from me and my brothers.
But throughout this entire case, there's been tons of news, body cam, and court footage from this case that has just built up over the last 3 years. But what's important to know about this case is on March 4th, 2022, in the early hours, Corey Richens called the police to report her husband unresponsive in the bed and cold to touch after, I guess, what was supposed to be a normal night for them. First responders tried to save him, but unfortunately, Eric Richens had passed away, while he and Corey's three children were kept locked away in bedrooms, listening to everything unfold from behind the doors.
Where are your children now?
Asleep in that room, two are awake with their ear to the door. Please don't come out.
Where are the other two at that are awake?
In the hallway bedroom.
And where is that at?
There, first one to your left.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm still shocked that a mother would ever do this to her children, let alone her husband and herself, because she just destroyed her family for essentially zero upside. But family members came over that night to comfort Corey and the boys and, I guess, try to get some answers. But what they didn't know at the time was that Corey was actually the one who was responsible for this nightmare in the first place. Because, again, I guess what they didn't know, Corey had landed herself in a substantial amount of debt. Like, I'm talking millions of dollars. And was desperate for Eric's life insurance to bail her out of this debt, I guess. Which is crazy. Do we, I don't know, file for bankruptcy and lock in on the Dave Ramsey content? Or B, kill your husband? I guess she picked B? Holy, that's like the worst option. But I guess I'm sure they had their suspicions about her intentions after Eric himself secretly met with a divorce and estate planning lawyer in 2020 and conveniently left his sister in charge of his estate in the event of his passing. That would ring some alarm bells if he suddenly passed away. So it would definitely seem like he didn't really trust his wife. But of course, this is no one's fault but Corey's that any of this happened. Eric was simply trying to protect the children from their mother's recklessness should something happen to him. And even though he might have insinuated that he had suspicions leading up to his passing, I don't think anyone would actually assume that their partner is trying to take their life, especially if you didn't know of the massive problems they had underneath the surface. You know, like an affair or millions of dollars in debt, both of which Corey had. Essentially, Corey was really just going for the title of being the worst wife possible. Currently praying for everyone that no one ever gets stuck with a partner like Corey. We don't need any of that in our life. But unfortunately for her, since she wasn't going to be getting his $2 million life insurance policy in 2023, while the investigation was still ongoing, Corey decided to do what any grieving wife would naturally do, I guess, and write a children's book about coping with grief and try to go on some weird press tour.
My kids and I kind of wrote this book on the different emotions and grieving processes that we've experienced last year, and, you know, hoping that it can kind of help other kids, you know, deal with this and kind of, you know, find happiness some way or another.
This is when Corey Richards popped up on Book Talk. And this is what really turned all this into a spectacle because, you know, she entered the limelight. Currently, she was being investigated for the crime, but no charges had been filed. And at first, a lot of people believed her, and she actually got a decent amount of support. But unfortunately for her, only 1 month after her TV appearance, she was charged with the aggravated murder of her husband, Eric Richards, with 3 counts of possession of illicit substances with the intent to distribute. So obviously, that is not a good look if you're an author of a book, a kid's book about how to grieve. Yeah, that would destroy a career about as fast as she destroyed her own family. And Corey, she was held in jail for years while different charges were added, amended, and removed. And those were fraud, forgery, attempted murder in relation to a different poisoning attempt that apparently happened on Valentine's Day of 2022, 1 month before his actual passing. I mean, again, she is the worst wife I've ever heard anything about. And things really started to stack up against Corey and her obvious dislike for Eric's family. And that really made the public look at her and go, yeah, it looks like she did this. Everyone thought she was guilty. And I mean, she was found guilty in March of this year. So we don't really have to speculate anymore. And you guys might remember I made a video covering the trial and all the jaw-dropping revelations that came out of it. Like the fact that Corey allegedly paid for a ghostwriter to write up her children's book about grief that she was telling the public that she wrote with her sons about their deceased father. Like, hello? She couldn't even be bothered to do that?
We found text messages in Miss Richens' phone between her and a contact named Book Writing Lane, who is a book writer, publisher of some type, regarding them writing the book for her.
Are they a ghostwriter?
Yeah.
She went on national television and told the world, I lost my husband, my kids lost their father. To cope with all this, we decided to write this book together. And a ghostwriter wrote it? Then, on top of that, Eric was apparently found with 5 times lethal dose of on his body, and evidence showed Corey was purchasing that, just, you know, around the same time, from their housekeeper, which is a crazy side hustle for a housekeeper. Imagine being a housekeeper by day, fence slinger by night. Whoa. But yeah, I mean, that trial was a spectacle, live stream online for days on days, with Corey only making herself look worse and worse. I would have shown up to that, but I was currently at the TikTok psychic trial, which, yes, I will be making a massive video on soon. But the problem is, so much happened to that that my video is now way over an hour long. So, and it just keeps on getting thicker. So that video will be out soon. But regardless, that trial, the Corey Richens trial, was also insane. I wish I could have been there, but I can't be 2 places at one time. But regardless, the trial was such a train wreck that pretty much from the start, people could assume that she was going to be found guilty. One would think that Corey would just, you know, accept the consequences, but somehow Corey just created an even more disgusting scene at her sentencing by scoffing, laughing, and just being disrespectful to, I guess, what was her old family.
Prior to Eric's death, our families were very close. My daughters and his sons had strong friendships, and I had a meaningful individual relationship with each of my nephews. Our families shared holidays. The boys have expressed their confusion about these circumstances.
With you in jail, I will be able to continue to feel safe and live a happy and successful life without fear of you hurting me or anyone I love. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
It's just appalling. Like, imagine Your own kid says they're scared of you and want you to spend life in prison, and you're chuckling to yourself. Yeah, it's just depressing. I know she thinks they were coached by Eric's family, and that's part of why she's laughing at their statements, because I guess she just thinks they're ridiculous.
And your opinion of me in this case and wild allegations will soon mirror those of the Bridgens family. And that's exactly what happened.
Ma'am, you did this to yourself and to your kids and your husband. So, enjoy prison for life. I'm just still kind of shocked that she doesn't have any sense of grief for, you know, the current situation. Like, ma'am, you're never going to see your kids again, most likely. You had a great family. Now it's gone. Or, well, actually, you had a great family until you decided to cheat on them and run up $2 million of debt. I guess the debt could have been fixable. It would really suck. But, the affair, that's harder to fix. Regardless, though, taking your husband's life is never the solution. But even when she took the stand to make a final statement to her sweet baby boys, it's mostly about herself and how she was being treated unfairly, which just has me in shock. I mean, like, why would you not apologize for, I don't know, killing their father? Hello? In fact, she still firmly denies that she did that in her statement.
My sweet baby boys. I know that today you don't want to speak to me, have a relationship with me, but you may think you hate me, and that's okay. I will never be angry at you for your feelings. When the day comes that you're ready, I will be here for you, waiting for you and loving you. But I need you boys to know and understand that I have been desperately trying to get in contact with you any way that I can for years, that all of my communication has been completely cut off from you since early 2024.
And if she is so adamant about not doing this, why is she smirking and giggling and doing all this crap during the trial? You would think an innocent person would be in complete disbelief and would be pretty hysterical, right? Like, you would think they would be kicking and screaming all the way to prison.
God did not put me in this world to take a life. God put me in this world to give life, your lives. I don't know who or what I'm supposed to be if it's not a mother, your mother. And as much as you've been influenced into thinking that Dad was murdered, that I took your dad from you, that is completely wrong. It's an absolute lie.
But I guess even when she's trying to, I guess, deliver this weird advice to her kids, because this is the only way she can communicate with them, she's very obviously, you know, just giving them advice that also conveniently relates to her situation and how she's being persecuted.
Don't let anyone choose the direction of your life by their opinions and their judgments. Being able to hold yourself together in the worst of situations doesn't make you emotionless. Separating personal and business life and emotions doesn't make you unreasonable. Resentment can get the best of others. Don't let it get the best of you. People will always have a lot to say about lives they've never lived. Live your life the way you choose to live it. Just be safe and be healthy and be happy. That's all that matters. Sometimes people will want you to believe that life is simply black and white, that situations are black and white, but they're not. Life, situations, they are full of color. At the very least, shades of gray. Always question the color, even if you're only questioning the gray areas. Keep an open mind. Question situations and stay curious. You will have some people in your life tell you how their love for you is unconditional. But once your most private life has been revealed, you quickly find out just how conditional their love actually was. Choose the people you hold close to your heart wisely, and always be the friend that walks into somebody's life when everyone else chooses to walk out.
Maybe don't kill your husband then. Essentially, she's just performing fake emotional slam poetry for herself and, I guess, the imaginary public audience once again, because she's just trying to win back the public opinion and her sons, I guess. All of it is just so delusional.
Be like your dad. Never stop learning. Your education, your people, your travel, culture, your business and friends, from your success and achievements, from your mistakes and failures, even when you're gone. Be like your dad. Love your family through the good, the bad, the disagreements, the back and forth arguments. Choose forgiveness. Choose love. But build your life full of people and family who you love and that love you. Be the friend everyone wants to be friends with. The dad that everyone wishes they had. Be like your dad.
Well, I mean, we are watching. The public is watching. We're just not falling for the whole shtick. And clearly, no one's on her side. No sane person is on her side. Like, I did not abandon you. Ma'am, murdering their father is the definition of abandoning your kids. You blew up the family right there. Did you flee for them? No. Did you destroy their lives? Absolutely.
The one thing I need you boys to know, I did not abandon you.
But in the end, the judge handed Corey the sentence she absolutely deserved for the attempted and then the, you know, the successful murder of her husband, Eric Richens. Life without parole. Yeah, see ya. And he calls her too dangerous to be let free. You can literally see her laugh to herself and make a face to her lawyer when she was called. Like, ma'am, you're not helping him.
A person convicted of those things is simply too dangerous to ever be free. Accordingly, Ms. Richens, based on your conviction on count one, first degree felony aggravated murder, the court hereby sentences you to life without parole.
As he's calling her too dangerous to be let free, she's also like laughing and smirking at her lawyers. They're not your friend. They're being paid to be there, which, by the way, that money's running out, so they're not going to be your attorney for too long at this point. This is the end of the trial. Why are you trying to bond with them? I mean, maybe you could argue that she was in shock, but still, it looks so bad. All of this is bad because, unfortunately, a life sentence for Corey doesn't bring back Eric for his family or his sons. They might get some sort of closure, but it doesn't take away the fact that she just destroyed their family. And for what? Because she wanted to go have an affair and get a refund because she ran up a couple million dollars in debt? Wow. Yeah, it's pathetic. And I guess she just has to think about that for the rest of her life. But hey, at least some justice happened.